Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Friday. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And also by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Mosquito control operations are getting underway across mid-Michigan, with aerial treatments starting this week in Bay County and Saginaw County. Officials say low-flying aircraft will begin spreading larvicide over flood-prone wooded areas. The treatments are expected to continue for about a week to 10 days, depending on weather conditions like wind, rain, and temperature. The goal is to target mosquito larvae early in the season, when populations begin to surge due to spring flooding. Crews will operate daily from early morning through the evening out of regional airports in Bay City and Buena Vista Township. Residents are encouraged to take additional precautions at home by eliminating standing water where mosquitoes can breed. That includes emptying containers like bird baths, clearing clogged gutters, and properly disposing of old tires. Officials say combining aerial treatment with public awareness is the most effective way to limit mosquito populations heading into the summer months. The fallout from opioids distribution epidemic continues as companies meet their financial obligations. Sanilac County was among those who participated in the lawsuits. During the last county meeting, it was noted a resolution to participate in the partial settlement of the national prescription opiate lawsuit against several pharmacies and businesses that sold and distributed opioids was necessary. The six defendants in the lawsuit will pay out a combined $97,625,000 to resolve the opioid-related litigation. While some of the settlements the county has received were substantial, this settlement is smaller. The county's share of that lawsuit is about $11,600. To be able to receive that money, the county needed to pass a resolution to receive it, and they did. A 24-year-old Saginaw man is in custody after police say he fled from officers twice earlier this week and later crashed his vehicle. According to Michigan State Police, troopers first attempted a traffic stop around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday as the driver left a gas station on Washington Street. The man did not stop, and troopers ended their pursuit in line with department policy. Saginaw police later attempted to pull the same vehicle over, but the driver took off again. Authorities say the man continued driving recklessly before striking a curb and disabling the car. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. No injuries were reported. The suspect was booked into the Saginaw County Jail on charges including fleeing and eluding, resisting and obstructing police, and driving with a suspended license. His name has not been released pending arraignment. We'll be right back.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our Spring Savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Dining sets for the family gatherings. Recliners and lift chairs for comfort. Mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep. End tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more. All waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, price to go and going fast. Spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
Ashley's your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back. Michigan's top law enforcement official says she will continue to challenge utility rate increases as Consumers Energy signals plans for another hike. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced her office will intervene in major cases before the Michigan Public Service Commission. Her statement follows a filing notice from Consumers Energy indicating it intends to seek a new electric rate increase as early as June 2nd. The move comes just 1 week after regulators approved a $276 million increase for the utility, set to take effect May 1st. Since 2020, approved rate adjustments for Consumers Energy have totaled close to $800 million in added annual revenue. Despite the details of the upcoming requests have not yet been released, but a previous proposal from the company sought more than $400 million in additional charges, along with a surcharge that could have pushed residential bills up by double digits. Nessel criticized the timing of the new filing, saying customers are facing repeated increases without the ability to choose their energy provider. She also called on state lawmakers to consider broader reforms to the utility rate setting system. Meanwhile, several other rate cases remain pending before regulators, including natural gas requests from Consumers Energy and DTE Energy, as well as filings from additional providers across the state. Consumers Energy supplies electricity to about 1.9 million Michigan customers and natural gas to roughly 1.8 million. A new bill introduced in the Michigan legislature would require drivers over the age of 75 to retake their driving tests every 4 years. The proposal is intended to enhance road safety by ensuring that elderly drivers maintain the necessary reflexes and vision to operate vehicles safely. Supporters cite statistics showing a higher incidence of certain types of accidents among the oldest age demographic. The bill has sparked debate among advocacy groups, with some arguing it unfairly targets a specific age group. Opponents suggest that medical evaluations by personal physicians would be more effective way and less intrusive way to assess driving fitness. If passed, Michigan would join several other states that have implemented similar age-based testing requirements. And negotiators from Iran and the U.S. are preparing for high-level talks amid a shaky ceasefire. Israel and Hezbollah have continued to exchange fire, and Tehran maintains control over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Tasnim news agency claims talks set for tomorrow won't happen unless Israel stops its attacks in Lebanon. Donald Trump has criticized Iran for restricting ship movement through the strait. Meanwhile, Israel's strikes in Lebanon have killed over 300 people. The ceasefire remains fragile, with issues like Iran's missile and nuclear programs still unresolved. Talks between Israel and Lebanon are expected next week. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And remember, you can get news stories like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.